Interested in ghosts? UFOs? How about the occult? Are you psychic? Would you like to find out? Well, if you're intrigued by the world's curiosities and all that is paranormal, then Paralore.com is a place for you. Create your own profile, start a photo album, write a blog, or just hang out and watch countless hours worth of paranormal videos while chatting with other Paralore members. Who knows? You could win a prize or two if you're quick and brave enough. It's all here, and it's all free. Visit www.paralore.com and join today. Again, membership is free, and we know you won't be disappointed.
Paralore.com. Unlock your mind.
I'm Tim Yancey, inviting you to explore the fascinating realm of the paranormal. Ghosts and hauntings, Bigfoot, UFOs, and alien abductions. Join me live every Sunday evening at 9 p.m. with the foremost authorities and experts in the world regarding the mysterious realm of the unexplained. The Encounters Paranormal Radio Series, as heard on WBZT 1230 AM. EncountersBroadcasting.com.
Thank you. I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits!
Oh yeah, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostanddemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst of kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostanddemon.com. The Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Ronnie McMullen is the talk show host of The Prophetic Watch, a radio program which reveals and exposes truths that mainstream media tries to hide. Fast-paced and in-your-face, Ronnie boldly attacks the issues at hand. What's the agenda? Who are the puppet masters controlling and why? Ronnie goes where few men dare to go. Find out the truth behind the alien UFO fallen angel debauchery. Are we being visited? Or were they here first? You decide. Ronnie unveils hidden mysteries and secrets through the many guests he interviews on air. It's time to wake up and smell the coffee. And you know what? We usually don't introduce people like that. Usually we kind of, you know, just kind of talk about what they are. But I thought that was just brilliantly written, I have to say. And I feel exactly the same myself. And it's my pleasure to welcome Ronnie McMullen on the show here tonight. His website is www.soldoutwarning.com. Ronnie, how are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you doing?
It is great to have you on the show. We're doing pretty good considering that we're half asleep right now, but we're here doing the show. We're short a few people, but you know we're making it happen tonight. This is a topic that we don't get to talk about, well, topics, I should say, because there's going to be, I think we're going to be covering a lot here in the next hour. We don't get to talk about this stuff enough. You know, you do a show on this, obviously, and, well, let me just start with this. I mean, you're taking on a lot of subjects, and there are a lot of very sensitive subjects. Now, I can say this is something that happened to us. This happened years ago, and I don't want to make the whole conversation out of this, but I'm just curious to see if you've experienced this or not. When we started doing this show back in 2002, around 2003 this happened, Doug gave me a call, and this is when we used to broadcast the show from his house. Doug gave me a call and said, dude, I just want to let you know there's a car with two guys that was out in front of my... I mean, I'm not kidding. This isn't a joke. I mean, there was two guys, there, and he used to just work all the time in his basement. He worked from home. He did all this stuff, and he would just be down there working and just chain-smoking, and there was a window right there, right? And he called me and said, there's a car here sitting right in front of my house with two guys. They're looking at the house, and he's like, then they finally got out and came to the door and knocked on it. And I'm like, well, what'd you do, man? He's like, I didn't answer it. I didn't want to answer the phone. We never had anything that we knew of happen to us after that, because we have covered topics like this in the past, and we've gotten very irate about these topics in the past. Have you ever had anything like that happen to you? I'm just curious.
I never have. The first thing is the way that the shadow government works with the alien UFO, which it seems like it's all connected, and it even is connected into organized religion. And a lot of people kind of be blown away with me saying that, but, you know, I am a believer in Jesus Christ, but the organized religion has kind of connected with the shadow government, which is connected with the fallen angel alien stuff, and what it is it's all inducing fear upon all the public. And when you don't have fear, I mean, they do follow you and they do see what's going on, but I've never really had it because I don't fear any of the situation. So I've had my phone tapped a few times, and you can kind of tell when somebody's online. But if you are really forward in what you have as far as truth, I seem to be always pretty protected. You know, you do get the helicopters once in a while, and you know, a lot of it's the thrills. But in truth, I've really not had too much happen.
Well, you know, I want to mention this too. You know, I'm sure you know who Alex Jones is, a syndicated, you know, out of Texas there.
Yes.
You know, he's been working on stuff like this for years in all shapes and sizes. And one of the things I heard him say a while back, and I just blasted the keyboard with my hand a while back, was, you know, people said, why aren't you dead yet? I mean, people were like, why haven't you been killed yet, Alex? Because this guy has done, he is just in your face all the time. And he's like, it's a very simple answer to that question, people. I am too far in the public eye right now. I am out here all the time, and if I was to be killed, it would obviously look really bad. It would be obvious what happened in this situation. And it would, you know, it would open the door to more criticism on the masters or the government, if you want to call it that. He's like, so I'm too far into it now. They can't kill me, because it would leak their agenda in a certain way. Do you agree with that?
I do. There's, you know, I always say if you're a real small fish or you're a real big fish, you're kind of dangerous. But if you're in the middle, you're not too bad. But, yeah, I think if, you know, obviously if you're in the public eye, you know, this would serve as Kathy O'Brien, which was kind of the government, you know, prostitute, you might say. And she's out there tattling on all the presidents and what they're doing.
Yeah.
And she has to stay in the public's eye to stay safe. So, yeah, I'd have to absolutely agree with that. I mean, you got to make some smart moves, but again, when they install fear, and that's what they want to do with the public, and we know that through Fox News, they're trying to install fear, if you don't carry that fear and you mirror back the fear they give you, it's funny what happens with them. So I find that kind of interesting as well.
Well, let's get into this. I do want to talk about fear later on, because I think it is a tool that is used by a lot of people to control you. Let's get on that a little bit later. You know, one of the major divisions in ufology is whether there's ETs or fallen angels or just, you know, aliens, I guess, the classic, you know, idea of aliens. And one of these ideas is, you know, we've always been asked, like, okay, these extraterrestrials, let's just, like, put it under extraterrestrial. You know, are they here or for good? I mean, we hear about benevolent species that are here to help us out and help us as a race grow. But then we hear about other races, where there's been 18, well, there's actually one right behind Amber, as a matter of fact, Independence Day. We have the doll from Independence Day here, right, which is obviously a film. It's a movie. It's fantasy, but it does illustrate the thing that there are races, they say there are races of extraterrestrials that are here to completely destroy the planet. You know, what do you think it is? I'm wondering what you think. Are they here? I mean, they're probably, I think there may be both here. I mean, what do you think, Ronnie?
Well, here's my take on it. I've done a lot of study. Now, naturally, I got a real spiritual background, and I study the spiritual, because to me, that's what these shadow governments are into, is they're into the supernatural. If you look at the star Chris Angel and some of the feats, you know, a lot of people say, wow, that's a great illusion that he produces. Well, truthfully, he's not producing any illusions. Those are real live things taking place, because he has tapped into the other dimension. This is exactly what the shadow government is doing, tapping in our, what we have going on in the world right now. If they let it out to the public eye, what our technology is right now, there would be a lot of people who just literally could not handle it. So going back to the question, is there good and is there bad? I believe they're all bad, but some of them posing as they're good. In other words, there's two ways to control you, Scott. There's a way to control you. I can come into your studio. Mm-hmm. I can hand you $5 million and say, if you follow me, I'll give you another $5 million in cash. Mm-hmm. Actually, you're going to get up and start a radio station somewhere, and yippee-yay. Or I can come in, and I could put a 9mm to your head loaded, and I could say, you're going to follow me, and you will do that willingly, because otherwise I'm going to shoot you.
Yeah.
So I look at the technology of these fallen angels and the whites and the grays and so on and so forth, and I believe they're all bad, but some posing as good. In other words, even if I'm giving you $5 million, I'm not a good guy, because I just bought you and now you've become my prostitute. Does that make sense? And I think shadow government has become the prostitute.
That makes perfect sense because, I mean, essentially, if you want to look at the broad scope of this, I mean, we're inundated with this every day. I mean, I don't know if this is directly related with UFOs or ETs or anything like that, but, I mean, that's what the society moves on. And I know we've ranted about this in the past on the show before, that we live, especially in the United States, it's a materialistic type society. We run on products. Our lives are based on products. Products, the things we have define who we are. Our job defines who we are. If you don't have a good job, then you're a loser. If you don't have that big SUV, then you're a loser, right? And here's the way to get it, right? And there are shortcuts. There are ways to get these things. At what cost, though, right? At what cost, you know, personally, myself, Ronnie, I've gotten to the point with a lot of people and a lot of, you know, companies and all these things. I really don't trust anybody anymore. To be blunt, I don't trust anyone anymore. It's gotten to that point. One of the things, though, that I find, how would you say, I'm trying to get the words for this. I think I already made the point. It's straight up. It's just that, yeah, there are, your point is that there are people that pose to be good, but they are working for the same people.
Well, here's the thing, is you find out the Catholic Church has one of the biggest observatories for UFOs, okay? Mm-hmm. It can definitely cast a question to you to say, now, why would a so-called religion, okay, of Catholic religion, want to be studying UFOs? What's the connection? And if you look into ancient artwork, you can find the same thing with a lot of the different religions. So I look at that and I say, okay, there must be something there. And the same thing with Mormons. Mormons are very into the UFO phenomena, and it goes, you know, there's underground tunnels that lead to the Mormon temple and so on and so forth. So there's a lot of different religions that kick to this, and when you go and find the 66 so-called books of the Bible, and you find out that truthfully there should be more than 66, and I found them, then what you find is a lot of writings that are missing that give us power and gives us understanding of what I would call the fallen ones, which is what we know as ETs, and what powers they have, and what they taught man, and so on and so forth. And all of this information is left out, and I find it funny because I think a lot of the major religions pulled these books out so that all we have is the 66 books we have today, and it really doesn't mention, I mean, it does mention some in the Bible, but very little compared to if all the books were there that were pulled out a long time ago.
Well, as we know, and this is a cliche statement, but it holds true always, is that knowledge is power. And I think that's what I've heard. More and more people I've seen speaking on how we are being lied to, and how that especially the American public here in the United States, is being educated into complete and utter stupidity through our media, through our education system. It's almost pointless for people, it seems, in some situations, because you're not learning anything. You're not empowering yourself at all. You're just being given facts, and there is nothing going on there. I know for a fact that there has been so many changes since I was in elementary and junior high school, for example, Ronnie. Things that I learned when I was in school that I was taught have been completely omitted now because either, you know, under the guise of that's not PC anymore, we can't offend the children, and that's the excuse they use for a lot of these things, I think, too. Take away the knowledge, because if you have that knowledge, then you're going to know better, and you're going to ask questions, and they don't want you to do that. They don't want you to do that at all, I don't think.
You got to look at the fact that, first of all, when you find Rupert Murdoch, which is one of the CEOs of Fox News, and he owns the rights to the NIV, the New International Version Bible, and he has no belief, no faith system whatsoever in God or any kind of higher source, you've got to ask yourself a question, why is that? And it's not just for a money issue, it's for an issue to change what is written. Because if you change what is written and you dumb down the population of what went on, you know, thousands of years ago, guess what you have? You have a people that are not going to raise up, and they're not going to do anything but what they are told, and that's what our shadow government's looking for, is a bunch of morons that are just saying, oh, whatever they say, that's what we're supposed to do. And this is where the UFOs are going to play a huge, huge part in end-time prophetic movements of what's going to be going on. It is going to be absolutely a part of, and most of the Christians in the legalized, you know, and I really believe it's legalized, but in the legalized world of religion, are going to find out that there's a lot more to what there is than what they're learning on Sunday morning. And it's going to be a scary issue for the people that are not awake. It's going to absolutely just floor them with fear.
Well, one thing you mentioned a few minutes ago, and I think this is when I had my brain fart a few minutes ago, what I was trying to remember, was you mentioned that, you know, if people, well, you mentioned Chris Angel, right, and how these aren't illusions that he's doing. These are, it's actually happening, which I think, you know, it's hidden in plain sight. It's a classic example of that, right?
Exactly.
But you know, one of the things that you mentioned within that was that if people were to actually, and what I said this years ago on this show, and when we were talking about UFOs another time, I'm like, look, if the president, or lack thereof, what we have now, comes on TV and says, okay, guys, I need to level with you. Here's the story. We've been monitoring UFOs since the turn of the 20th century. Roswell did happen. The sightings in Mexico did happen. We have aliens that are underground that we've retrieved from crash, whatever it may be. We got them on ice. Want to check them out? Check them out. Here they are right here. I think the American public wouldn't be able to handle that right now. I don't think that's just too much to dump on someone in one shot. It's not because people are dumb. I just think that that's a lot for someone to try to digest, right?
Well, I think it's like 83% of the public believe there's extra life forms or another life form here on Earth.
Yeah.
And which, you know, what they're referring to is obviously, UFO, alien, grays, whatever you want to call them, that's what they believe.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that when you out and out say, yep, it is true, it does something to the frame of mind. You're like, yeah, I knew that, but boy, I kind of didn't really want to know that.
Well, it's...
You know, it does something different. It does something different to you. It kind of fractures. You know, we are a comfortable people. We are humans that like a comfortable world. And when we get into our little traditional values and what we do, we don't like it interrupted.
Mm-hmm.
I have people that live in the same house for 30-something years. They don't even move. They don't even move out of the same city.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you say, hey, here's some fallen angel UFO ET, and guess what? This thing is not friendly, and it's really here to interrupt your world forever. I mean, people, they can't handle it.
Yeah, I mean, that's it right there. I think it's the verification aspect of it. I know in ghost investigation and stuff, when we do that, this comes up a lot, that, you know, when someone has a home, for example, and they think it's haunted, right?
Yes.
And they come to the paranormal investigation people, whoever it may be, and they say, can you investigate my house? And they say, yeah, sure, you know. Well, and then they come back to them and say, okay, we investigated your house. We got a picture of this. We got some audio of this. Pretty interesting stuff. We've heard of a lot of people getting, you know, freaking out about that. Now before they had an idea that there was something going on, and they were okay with that. They lived there just fine. But now these people come back and give them some type of verification. I'm not saying that it's true or not, or if it's even real, but some type of verification saying, yeah, this house is very well haunted. They can't handle it then. It's the exact same thing. I think most people have the suspicion that, yeah, I do, but with all the stuff I've seen and heard of, and all these, you know, all these reports of UFO sightings, and all these strange things that seem to happen to people, I think a lot of people are very well convinced. But yeah, to come out and say, okay, I'm the authority figure and I'm telling you that this is real, a lot of people would not find that comfortable at all. I agree 100% with you, Ronnie.
Well, the UFOs and really ghosts, I mean, a lot of people will probably not be able to handle this, but it's very similar to the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
These spirits, you know, most people think when you're talking about a spirit that it's like a ghost. It's something see-through, you can't, you know, it's going to come, it'll appear, it doesn't appear. And ETs, they're real, they're touchable, you can grab them, they take you to a spaceship and they do nasty things to you. But the fact is these ETs can materialize and dematerialize any time they want to. Very, very similar to a ghost. It's on the same wavelength.
We've brought this up before, Ronnie, on the show, that we thought, you know, because I said this last night when we were at the Michigan Paranormal Expo, when we were doing this discussion panel thing. I said, you know, I'm convinced that stuff is going on, whether it be with UFOs or ghosts or any of this, anything under the term paranormal. I'm trying to find out how it's related, you know, within each other. And there's a good example of what you just said, Ronnie. We've often said, like, what if these things we think are spirits are nothing more than maybe UFOs or extraterrestrials that have the technology to go in and out of our reality as we know it, right?
And what if the UFOs were spirits?
Yeah.
It goes both ways. Uh-huh. And this is where people are, they have their idea, and this goes back to, we believe what we want to believe. That's a fact. If you look at anybody's belief system and their faith system, they believe in what they want to believe.
Uh-huh.
And you can, if somebody wants to believe in Mickey Mouse is real, and they're really stuck on that, guess what? You're not going to turn them any other way.
Yeah.
And the only reason that the people that know what they're talking about, how their faith system's built up, is because they've gone head-to-head with the real thing, and they're not going on hearsay movement. And that's the problem, is most of America, probably 90-plus percent, are running on hearsay. Oh, well, Joe said this, and Henry said this, and that's what it's all about. Instead of knowing for fact, from proof, from investigations, they don't know.
Well, there's a name for that, Ronnie. Isn't there? It's called mainstream media. That's what runs all these ideas, right? I mean, it's called the American media. That's what runs all. I mean, am I wrong?
Got it again.
Am I wrong?
No, you're dead right. Fox News, CNN, MSNBC.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Bill Gates, he wants his own private Idaho in outer space. I mean, if that's not loony cultish, I don't know what is.
If Bill Gates said that, right? This is what I find hysterical. Is Bill Gates would say something like that, right? He does say that. He wants that, right?
Yeah, because he
can. He'd invented Windows. He's a brilliant man. But if I said that, or you said that, Ronnie, lock him up immediately and fill him up with as many drugs as you can to shut him up. He's out of his mind.
Right.
Complete double standard there, which I think is sickening. It's horrible. And yeah, we hear it every day. But yeah, we find in our media, and this is the dumbing down aspect of it, I think, too. And this is why, and I've been ranting about this for years on this show, and it's an obvious one. It's an obvious one. I know you know what I'm talking about. We have this fascination now in the media. And I mean, I know it plays in this, I know it's part of it, where there is this fascination. We know reality TV pretty much runs this country. This is what the media is run on. This is what TV is run on. Everything is reality based now, which I think is even.
You know why, though?
Why is
that? You know why we are on reality based?
Why is that?
Because we have run out of creativity.
You really think so?
Now, yes, we've run out of creativity. And I shouldn't say we as a whole. But we, mega ministry thing, whatever you want to call it, they have run out of ideas and creativity, because you know, obviously, sex sells. So how many ways can you sell sex? How many ways can you sell drugs?
Yeah.
You know, how many ways can and they're running out of it. So now they're going, okay, let's do reality. You know, like I think it was The Fear Factor. That's got to be the worst show I've ever seen. And I think, are these people completely morons? I mean, is this where our world is going to? It's crazy.
Well, and that's exactly what I say, Ronnie. I mean, Amber and I will be flicking around on the TV every once in a while, and I will say this I'll admit this on the show here, that we thought Dog the Bounty Hunter was so unbelievably stupid, Ronnie.
We stayed up late watching it.
We stayed up, and I'm like, this is a frigging train wreck. I can't believe. But I think the difference is with us is that we know better. I know that there are people out there that this is what they do. They come home, and this is what they have to look forward to. And I really think that it erodes the mind. It's pure erosion at the very core. That some people, this is what they're... I was at the gym the other day. We got to go to break here in a second. I'm sorry to keep ranting on this, but I was at the gym the other day, and I was, you know, got out and shaving real quick and ready to go to work. And I hear two of the young men, young guys, like fresh out of high school, buff, strong dudes, you know, that were like, you know, lifeguards at the pool, and they were supervisors in the weight room and stuff. And I'm sitting there shaving, and I heard one of them go, "So, hey, you know," the one guy to the other, he's like, "So, hey, did you watch, what's that, the one on MTV, Amber, I forgot now, did you watch, about the house, the people live in a house?"
I know, I can't remember the name of it. How quick was it?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right, Ronnie? I'm sure the listening audience knows, too.
I can't remember it either. I hate to watch TV anymore, because it's kind of like when you watch TV, unless, you know, maybe, even movies are so infiltrated. When you watch TV, it's just like putting a tattoo that says stupid across your face.
Well, these two kids.
And you just think to yourself, there's no more comedy. Comedy's out because everything's got to be so dirty and so gross. And I just think to myself, we have lost everything. and we're just a stone's throw away for some very, very, very huge events that are going to take place.
Absolutely. These
and
two
I'm talking
these...
about UFO events, UFO events, and New World Order events, and maybe even martial law events, and it all comes together.
These two... Exactly, and this illustrates that. These two gentlemen, like I said, the one asked him, hey, did you watch this show? I can't remember the name of it. And the one's like, oh, yeah, I did. You know, it sounds like Mark and Tammy got into a fight. And he's like, yeah, I know that. I hate that Mark guy. I wish he would get care. And these guys more or less went on about this. And what it sounded like really was like a couple of people talking about, you know, their real life. But they were it was on TV, and I thought that was just so strange. And, of course, I just kind of, like, put my head around the wall and literally looked at them like, my God, two buff young men like yourself are arguing over a reality TV show. We're going to take a break. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Amber.
We're talking with Ronnie McMullen, and I'm getting fired up. I told you people I would before we brought Ronnie on that I was going to start ranting and raving. And thank you, Ronnie, for doing that. I appreciate it. I needed to blow out the lungs a little bit here. We'll be right back in a second right after this.
Would you like to listen to Ghostly Talk live on your phone? Perhaps you have a comment for us or our guests. All you have to do is dial 605-475-8590. When asked for the conference code, dial 555-1081, followed by the pound sign.
This is an EVP. This is an EVP. These were recorded by the Long Island Ghost Hunting Team. Light. To hear more, come listen to Light Paranormal Radio. Go to lightparanormal.com and subscribe to us in iTunes.
No, I heard a woman's voice.
You heard a woman's voice?
Yeah.
What is that?
Sound like hello.
Mankind. The goal of the demonic is death. Plain and simple, it is death.
All of a sudden, he gets slapped in the face and he flies against the wall. And then Hanford disappears across the face.
Very scary here. Everything about it is scary. The wood in this deal, our face is very short.
It was escalating to where objects started moving.
This is a war that we're fighting. What you're talking about does not think in human terms. It is from another time and place.
Demonology Today. Class is now in session.
Featuring Chad Deal, Alan Glassell, and Deborah Johnson.
Thursdays, 7 to 8 p.m. Central, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Only on the I Am Haunted Radio Network.
Yeah. When you flashed, I saw what looked like a figure standing in the hall.
Okay, this is Dream Team. We're ready for EVP sweep.
That is weird. These cameras don't do this.
Water supposedly will come off and on in various rooms. Is that no?
So our EMF meter started this morning.
You're listening to the number one source for paranormal evidence brought to you firsthand by real investigators in the field. No hoaxes, no disinformation. You're listening to The Ghost Project.
I found myself face to face with someone or something that was attempting to play with my psychic as well as my physical being.
How sure are you of that?
I'm 100% sure of that.
This is Ghostly Talk.
We're talking with Ronnie McMullen about the alien agenda. UFOs, the things that are that Amber are very scared of. You despise aliens, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Why do you? Why? I've never asked you. I don't think why you hate aliens so much.
Because they just really creep me out. I told you my weird dreams I've had, and then Rosemary Ellen Guiley's like, "You've probably been abducted."
Great. Really? Okay. Well. Okay. So you hate aliens. All right. Great.
They're just spooky. It's just. Creepy.
Just something. What about the one?
And Hollywood doesn't help.
What about the one that's behind you right now?
No, that one's. That's why it's sitting here.
You don't like that one?
No.
You gave me that.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, Ronnie, one thing I wanted. You know, you are in the midst right now of writing a new book. It's called the working title, I guess, is Sold Out Warning: Final Contact. Am I correct on that?
Yes, correct.
And you have this is your second book, like I said. What was the name of your first book?
Sold Out Warning: As the Government Sold Our Soul for Technology.
What do we have to expect in the second book? Can you tease me on this a little bit?
Yeah, well, basically the second book is going to talk a little more in depth. You know, a lot of on my first book, it was more like, hey, where's the proof that these aliens exist? And, you know, you're just saying this, and it's mostly theories. But most of the people that bought my first book said it's probably the best book they've ever read because it goes deeper, it goes into the spiritual, it talks about the supernatural and so on and so forth. But now on my show I was able to have some super warriors that were basically taken against their will, very much similar to what an abduction would be with a UFO.
Uh-huh.
And they were picked up by the shadow government. They have very deep bloodlines, which is royalty in their bloodlines, and it's all put out by computer. And what they're done is taken underground into underground bases, and then their DNA and the genetically engineered to be super warriors. So when you talk to them, they can outpunch a heavyweight boxer. They're very similar to what the old TV shows of the Bionic Man. They're very similar to that. And they can do things that, and they're very programmed and they're triggered. And kind of like a Bourne Identity situation.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
A lot of times when we're watching movies, we're watching reality. It's just the names have been changed to protect the victimized.
Mm-hmm. So these guys are like the ultra badass dudes. That, I mean, and they're more, like you said, they're genetically, their genetics have been altered by computers, you said?
Yeah, they're injected, and this is exactly, when you go down to biblical times, this is exactly, and this is again, where the church has really, really, really missed the boat. And most people right now are pretty disgusted with the church buildings now because they see the control, they see the lies, they see the deceit, and they're really sick of it. But it's unfortunate because it's really a great path to go on as long as you're on the right path. My point is when you look at the story of Noah, we're told that, hey, all the people got really bad, they partied real good, and God got torqued off and he destroyed the people.
Uh-huh.
That is so far from the truth that it's not even close. What was happening, and it's a real quick little word in Genesis, what was happening is the DNA was being interrupted, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when the DNA was being interrupted, what there was super breeds in that time. That is exactly what's happening again. This is why we're so close to a changing end result in what's going to happen to this Earth. It's because we are exactly doing the same thing today. And most people don't understand that when God said that Noah was perfect in his generations, he wasn't talking about he was a perfect guy. He was talking about he was the only one left that had true DNA that was clean, that was pure. The rest had been altered. They were mixing animals. They were mixing these ETs with women. They were mixing all this, and this is exactly what's going on in the underground bases today. This is what's going on with a lot of the women and men being abducted by the so-called ETs, and this is also what's going on when people are victimized for the super warrior. And what they do is they pull the women to be basically a super prostitute, and they pull the men in to be a super warrior. And they are triggered with certain names and codes, so they do exactly what they do untold, and there's no memory of it, because they fracture their memory when they're just a child. And this is all alien technology. In my book, Final Contact, because here's the deal, there's not going to be a 10-book deal. Final Contact is going to be written because guess what? We're about ready for Final Contact. In fact, December 12th, 2012 is going to be a very interesting day. And most people don't understand about the Mayan calendars and what that codes into in the supernatural. They just kind of think, okay, well, the world's going to end. No, I believe that's a crossover into something we've never seen.
Well, and that's the thing. Now, we've heard this more than once, Ronnie, about the Mayan calendar and 2012. And I've heard more and more people saying, you know, of course, the easy way to say it is, the world's going to end in 2012, whenever it may be. Maybe even 12/12/2012, right? But, you know, I'm hearing more and more people, you know, from all different walks, you know, in their studies saying, no, the world is not going to end, but there is going to be a drastic change. Not anyone can put their finger on exactly what the change may be. Some people say it's going to be a spiritual change. We're going to be completely enlightened at that time. It's going to be a whole different time for us. But that's just one in many, many theories of what may happen. If I may ask, what do you think may be happening in 2012?
Well, here's the thing that most people, and this again goes back to the church issue, and I was listening to Amber talk about her dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't know that dreams, and really a dream or a vision, they call it, you know, Daniel in the Bible called it a vision by night, meaning that when he dreamt, he saw things, future events that were going to take place, and they were as crystal clear, dates, times, so on and so forth. There are many people on this earth right now having visions by night or having dreams or visions, and they are seeing what the future holds, and a lot of the future holding is not just, I mean, there are going to be, I think, huge events taking place like earthquakes, and of course, you know, when you look into the HARP system and how these shadow governments are changing our weather patterns and everything else, but I think that the higher power of the Lord God is going to also alter things as well. So it's what I would explain as a very bad day. You're going to have the fallen angels, ETs, they're going to make their move. You're going to see the shadow government, it's going to make its move. And you're going to see God himself, and he's going to make his move. So it kind of makes it for a very bad day.
Well, yeah. I was going to say, what about the rest of us? Where the hell are we going to be at in the middle of this big mess? I mean, I hope there's bleachers for this.
Here's how I tell people, is if they have their faith system connected, they're going to be fine, because they're going to be on the right side of the fence. If you're on the wrong side of the fence, it's going to be a bad day for you.
Well, and I'm not laughing at you. That's just the way you phrased all this. Like, this is a cataclysmic thing going on here. All these forces coming together, you know, at one time. Yeah, I don't think, I mean, I think even if you're on the right side of the fence, Ronnie, it's going to be, at the worst, a rough day for you.
It's going to be a rough day even if you're on the right side of the fence. But you will be protected by a supernatural force. You know, and what's really interesting is, this is what I study and I talk about quite a bit, is we talk about, you know, it's very funny how people will talk about different religions, and of course when it comes to like the name Jesus Christ, if we use it in a cussing session, it's okay to use that. But if we talk about it as a supernatural force, I mean, the shadow government comes unglued, and everybody has a real problem. If I went into a store, a grocery store, and I just stood there at the door and said, do you believe in God? People would say yes, no, yes, and they would have their ideas of what they're going to say, okay?
Yeah.
But nobody would really get upset. But if I said at the same door, and I said, do you believe in Jesus Christ? I mean, they would have the cops out there, they would have me arrested, they would have, and it's very interesting just by the changing of the name. I find that very funny. So when people say there's no power in Christ, then I think, okay, if there's no power in Christ, then why are you so upset I used the word?
Uh-huh.
Now, going to point, it wasn't the exact of what Jesus, his name was Yeshua, what he was carrying. And that carrying is what I focus on, and this is what the ETs have.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody wants to study it, but this is, he has the same thing that ETs, except his force is stronger, and if the church would get off their dead butts and start looking into what was really going on,
uh-huh.
we might be okay on that day that's coming in 2012.
Well, and I think it's obvious that, I mean, a lot of these institutions, the large religious institutions, from what I can see, they are stuck with the dogma that they have now, and they don't want to change that because, as we know, change, you know, is equal to the unknown, which sometimes equals death to some people. I've always believed that the unknown, when you take uncertainty in the unknown, some people equate that to death. And I think that's where where a problem comes with these organizations. And also, I think there is an agenda. It's obvious. That's what we're talking about right now. You know, we don't want to throw a monkey wrench in the operation. If people know what's going on, they're going to have the power to ask the questions. It comes up again, right?
Well, here's the deal. If you're studying a supernatural force,
mm-hmm.
and it's a good force, it's going to give you a lot of freedom.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is exactly what the shadow governments and what the bad guys don't want, including the bad guy that sells. So if we have independence and freedom, they don't want that. So we've got to go the opposite direction, take the knowledge away from us and say, okay, they don't know anything. They just do what they're told. Now, we're going to have, and this is really interesting, is 2012 happens to have the Olympics are going to be in the UK.
Oh, my
okay?
God. Yes.
Guess what's going to happen there? I believe they're going to have one of the biggest UFO showings ever at that Olympics in 2012.
You call it. I'm going to write this down because I'm very curious to see what is going to happen. I didn't know the Olympics was going to be in the UK in 2012, but I'm curious to see what's going to happen too. Just the fact that there's an Olympics every year, isn't there? There's the Winter Olympics
every 4 years.
Always confuses the crap out of me.
Set it up like every other year, I think. They got the Winter Olympics, and then they got the regular Olympics. But I think the Summer Olympics are scheduled to be in London in 2012, and I think it's somewhere in the July-August area. And I really think they're going to stage a UFO event. And, of course, when Project Blue Beam, when people say, hey, there's nothing spiritual, there's nothing Christ-bound or anything else with these ETs, I would ask them a question. Why does Project Bluebeam use holographic images and they're all religious figures like Muhammad or Jesus Christ or
uh-huh.
whatever, and these are all shown into the sky? Why are they using that if there's nothing to do, if those two issues don't have anything to do with each other? See, the shadow governments know how to play people.
Mm-hmm.
And people want a faith system. They just want one that works. The problem is our churches today, it doesn't work anymore, and the reason is because they're not, it's like going to McDonald's. You're really not getting a real hamburger anymore. You don't know what you're getting.
Yeah, exactly. You're getting Frankenfood. That's what you're getting.
It's tainted, and people are, and you know, you eat enough Big Macs and you're sicker than a dog.
Yeah.
So this is the same thing. You go to church enough times on Sunday morning, which isn't even the Sabbath, and you're, next thing you know, you're sicker than a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then people get upset and say, hey, there is no such thing as a supernatural force. Well, if there's no such thing as a supernatural force, then how come the satanic priest can make people levitate?
Mm-hmm. And there's been documentations of that, and it's out there. I've done reading on that myself. I want to switch gears just a little bit. And this is an interesting idea. You know, we mentioned that ETs are fallen angels, right?
Yes.
If they're fallen angels, and this is, I mean, yes. There's some comedy to this question, but at the same time, it's a very interesting question. If these are fallen angels, why do they fly around in real spaceships? Because, you know, obviously,
well,
with all the studies,
that's a great question.
Yeah, I mean, it's
a great question, because most people say, if these are fallen angels, then why are they flying around? Okay, this is a great question, okay? If I'm going to deceive you, it depends how far I want to take you, okay? So in other words, if you've got a fallen angel, demon-like spirit, and it floats around, and it comes into your household, and it goes through your walls, and it says, you know, I'm the bad guy, and I'm really not here for your good, so I'm going to take you through this wall, and I'm going to go torture you somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
Well, you're not probably going to follow that.
No, I'm not.
But if it comes through your wall, and it tells you it's going to do good things for you, and you go up, and it kind of blinks you out while it pretty much goes through all your private parts, you know, most people come back, and they don't remember some of the torture. They might think that this is a good thing. So, point being is these spaceships, they are real, and if you go back into the Book of Enoch, it talks about the fallen angels and how they knew how to work the metals of the earth.
Uh-huh.
So think about that. If they're going to work the metals of the earth, could they not make, and they taught man to make weapons. Why would you teach, if everything was good, why would I teach you to make a weapon? It must mean that I'm not good.
Uh-huh.
Because if we're going to do weapons, then that means we're going to go head to head. And that's not a good thing, because one of us will lose.
Mm-hmm.
So this is exactly what they did, and this is exactly what the spaceships, their spaceships, they have lasers, they have all kinds of stuff on it that is not good for man. If they decided to, you know, basically nuke Los Angeles, they could do that.
My goodness.
Most people say, well, then how come they haven't done it already?
Well,
because there's still what you might call a heavenly shield on the earth. There's still a higher power that says, I'm not going to let something happen to the people of the earth.
Uh-huh.
When that's lifted, it's going to be a bad day.
And it sounds like it, like from what we've discussed already. Well, no, I mean, from the way you're explaining this, all these things coming together like this, it's not going to be good. And it's a scary thing. And it just kind of reinforces, and you know, Amber knows, and Amber, you can attest to this, you know, we're in a relationship together. Kind of, right? You know, we've known each other for a while, right? And you know how paranoid I am, right? You know my paranoia. Don't keep humming, okay? I want an answer to this question. You know how paranoid I am about things, right?
You're paranoid.
Yeah, and I don't trust very easy, right? Well, okay, this is helping my relationship out also, Ronnie, so I appreciate you for that.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, this is why right here as a gentleman, I'm glad you got to sit on the show tonight, honey, because this is the reason why. Because, I mean, I get to the point, like you just made that point, Ronnie, about, you know, if something comes to you and says, hey, I'm going to do all this horrible stuff to you, well, of course you're not going to go and walk along with that. But if something comes to you and says, I'm going to do good for you, I want to help you, you know, and then they go about and do whatever, and they keep convincing you that this is the right thing to do, you know, what is good? What is evil then? What do you trust and what you don't trust? And this is what has me kind of like bouncing back and forth all the time. Who do I trust? That's why I'm always, you know, jumping off the bit at anybody. Even at the bank, I'm blowing my top going, no, wait a minute, what do you mean? What is this thing right here, right? But that's
right.
What it's all about is that I ask the questions, though, Ronnie, I think.
It's like this. If the ET comes and after it's abducted you, and you come back to Earth in your normal life again, which all of a sudden things are not as normal because you've already tasted of another dimension. So when you come back to this dimension that's really like the Flintstones, you're kind of in shock.
Yeah.
So you come back, but now all of a sudden you have a gift. And you have this gift that you can see a little bit into the future. And it's little pieces. So all of a sudden you know that such and such person's going to buy 20 items, and they do. And everything that you think of and you go, I think I already know this, and it comes to pass, you know, it came through that abduction, and all of a sudden you say, well, I want a little more of that. In other words, they've given you a little gold piece, and now you follow them a little more and say, well, I want a little more of that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they're leading you down the bad path.
Exactly. Ronnie, unfortunately, we are at the top of the hour, this is one of those times where I am so bummed about that, because I think we could talk about this for another 15 hours, probably, and not even scratch the surface, you know? I mean, we'd still be kind of just cutting new ground. I definitely want to bring you back on the show sometime if you'd like. We can work that
out
later on. Hang on the line, though. Don't leave us just yet, okay? Just hang on for 1 second. Yes, guys, that was Ronnie McMullen. get you thinking about these things. And I, again, Amber, now you see why I'm such a maniac with people sometimes, and you wonder why are you getting so upset about that? Because we're being screwed. People are screwing us left and right.
Aliens.
Want to thank Ronnie McMullen, of course, for joining us and really getting my brain working on overdrive. I'm glad there's people out there still working on this stuff and really thinking and asking the questions. Derek White, Sky Cloud, I'd like to thank also for joining us. Great conversation with him. I want to mention real quick, we've got to be here real quick. Speaking of a person who was a thinker, Ronnie, are you a George Carlin fan by any chance?
I don't know too much.
Okay, all right. It was just a quick question. Want to mention also, rest in peace, George Carlin. He did pass away last weekend. Mentioned at the beginning of the show. And he was a great thinker, I think, too. And it kind of ties in with the end of the show. He was a great thinker. He wasn't just a comedian. I've always said, people always laugh at me, I'm like, George Carlin wasn't a comedian, he was a prophet. Because he made people think he was a thinker, and he brought that into his thing. Again, thanks. Hey, my congratulations to my dad also for retiring this Friday. 43 and a half years with a major car company. Yay, yay, yay. We're out of here. This is Ghostly Talk, guys. Have a great week. We'll be back. Next week is going to be kind of a different show. You'll hear about it on the website. Let's just leave you guys with that. This has been Ghostly Talk. I am Scott L.
I'm Amber.
And hopefully we'll be back in full force. Take it easy, guys. Have a great week.
Ghostly Talk!
You have been listening to Ghostly Talk Paranormal Talk Radio. The Ghostly Talk audio program is distributed for free under the Open Content License. Please share with all your friends and support independent media.